everyone. My name is Tasha. I am 17, and I am here on behalf of pretty much all the kids in CAS that are too scared and they're controlled and they can't basically step up and have a voice because they can't turn to anybody they trust, which is why I am also for the ombudsman gaining jurisdiction over the CAS. I just want to address some of my experiences being in care. Is that working? Okay. I just want to address some of my experiences of being in care. Currently, I'm living in a foster house, and my two foster parents are emotionally abusive, neglectful, were all malnutritioned, and, like, not claiming my my two foster brothers claim that the foster father, because I'm not around when this happens, but they tell me because they trust me, because they look up to me, right, because I know what I'm talking about. And they claim that the foster father, when I'm not around, basically will grab them by their shirts and basically throw them onto their bed. And they've shown me the shirts. I didn't bring the shirts today, I forgot, but they have holes in them. So I haven't witnessed it, so I'm not 100% sure, but that's what they're telling me. And my one foster brother, he's turning 16 tomorrow. I wanted him to come today because he wanted to come himself and support me and support every other kid in care. And the foster mother basically said no, and she couldn't give me a reason. I asked her, can you give me a good reason? She said, just because I said so. So obviously she has something to hide. She couldn't stop me from going because I was going to do it anyways. So I don't look like I'm like starving and malnutritioned, and another reason why that is because I spent the summer at my family's, and they fed me properly. I was fed the vitamins and the Canadian Food Guide and stuff like that, and so I gained a bit of weight. But I went back to my foster house on the beginning of September, and it's only the beginning of October, and I've already lost 35 pounds from not eating. The type of meals she offers us, like, we're not allowed, like, stuff for breakfast. It's pretty much like she buys a loaf of bread and a bucket of peanut butter, and it stays in the cupboard, and you help yourself. But after a while, like, too much is, like, too much. We don't get a variety or anything or different things. No, we're not allowed fruits or vegetables unless they cook their own fruits and vegetables. Sometimes they eat different meals than we do. They'll cook us like little like, I don't even know the size, but like about that big chicken thing, breaded chicken stuff, and with a side of craft dinner about that big, and that's all we basically get to eat. If anybody wants to see, I've taken two pictures of the meals that were served to me on my phone, if anybody wants to see afterwards. Basically, another issue I want to address is we basically get kicked out an awful lot. I'm not going to say every day because it's not every day. Before I address the issue to my worker, I've had lots of problems with workers. I've had my workers change twice because I stepped up and above and went above the supervisor, went as high as I could go, and I eventually got my workers changed. Thank you. So I ended up talking to my worker about the issue. My foster parents would go out to dinner once a week and basically hand me and my other foster brother, who's 16, hand us $5 and a coupon to, like, McDonald's or something and say, go eat and come back in, like, 3 hours. And a lot of this occurred in the winter time too, last winter, when it was minus 30 degrees, and we weren't dressed properly because we were lacking, like, clothing allowance and clothing money. Yeah. So we can't afford to buy the stuff that we need. Like, I never wear boots in the winter because I can't afford them. So I always have to wear running shoes, and my feet always get soaked and cold. But if I'm in the foster house I'm in now, I'm more so, I don't want to say in control, because she still has the higher head of me, but I kind of intimidate her in a way because she knows what I'm capable of doing because I've already done it. Like, for example, today coming to the rally, like, I did this on my own will, and I didn't have to ask permission from anybody. Yeah. So I try and stand up, and the reason why I'm here today is because of kids that basically can't stand up and they can't trust anybody to talk, especially younger kids. and they're controlled and they're manipulated. I've been manipulated and blackmailed by workers, and it's really hard to overcome and figure out what to do about that because you're controlled by the by CAS, and you have nobody to basically turn to because your workers are all against you. Your foster parents are against you. Now, I will admit, there are some decent foster parents. I have yet to meet any, but I've heard of them. But unfortunately, I wasn't placed in a house like that. But I sit here and I watch what I go through and how I lack in my studies from lack of eating and staying up all night because we get kicked out. I can't do my homework. And I see the emotional abuse. And my foster mother does like to drink a lot. She at least has one glass of wine at night. Whenever I come in to the house after she kicks us out, she pours herself a glass of wine. It's been going on for a while, and I've done research, and I've seen CAS take parents out of homes where the parents are drinking, or they had a separation, and they turn to alcohol because they don't know how to solve their problem. Like, you guys know what I mean. And CAS takes the kids out of their homes, but puts them in the exact same situation, especially with the abuse. Like, if you're going to be abused, it might as well be at home.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, I basically am speaking out because I said enough is enough, and I want to see some better child protection put in place, especially for kids that don't have the courage and bravery to stand up like I did today. Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks for you.